patriots of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Greg reporting in from Argentina. I successfully made it here from flying from Phoenix, Arizona, thinking I was going to go through Dallas and have a breeze flight, and turned out to be anything but. Ended up getting rerouted to Miami because of weather in Dallas. But I made it here on the day that I planned on being here. So I've been here a little over 3 weeks now, and know that there's some big things upcoming that I would like people to be aware of. Action happening, even though it doesn't have to be action to have some great things happening. But there is some action coming up. But just to give a little recap, I got down here and, of course, spent a lot of time praying to make sure that I don't do anything that I'm not supposed to do, and that I don't miss anything that I am supposed to do. I've been requested several times to get our books translated, but I had in the back of my mind that I'm not supposed to translate those books. And sure enough, it's like I got a strong leading to start writing your own book now, which encompasses a lot of stuff from the first books, but it'll probably will be two books. But it's going to be a lot more direct, a lot more simple, basic, and actually more applying to all the mountains of society rather than focusing just on the business realm, even though that's the biggest realm, really, besides maybe the family. So in between my talks with people from different parts of Argentina, and I've even done, I had some Zoom calls with people in the U.S., which has been great, I was writing. So I spent many, many hours writing on this book, and I believe it's him when it just comes easy and it just starts pouring out. A lot of it's based on all the new things that are happening, a lot of stuff that we just didn't feel at the time people were ready to receive of my experiences that I had in the past. I've also been off and on doing a little apartment maintenance, which is always something you gotta do a little bit of that. On average, every time I'm here, there has to be some done. Even if I skip it on some trips and have to do a lot more on others when I have more time in Buenos Aires, where I am. But getting down to the core of what I wanted to bring up is the fact that I know I'm going to be going down to Trelew. I've already got tickets to fly to Trelew. It's a French word, I believe, about halfway between Buenos Aires and the southern tip of Argentina. It's where my apostolic friends are based, that have the broadband internet distribution network business. So last time I was in here and people found out I had been in Trelew, but they didn't know it. Now I've got different people that want me to stop in and do some speaking to their churches, church groups. Also meeting with several other people, some business people, some pastors that I'll just be stopping by and talking to. Trying to help them understand how to be ready for and actually be looking forward to the changes that the Lord is making to bring us into more of an apostolic prophetic foundation that will actually be a huge blessing to the pastors in the long run, even though they're the ones that most seem to push against it now, because that's the system that supplies them with what they need at this present time. So be aware that I'll be leaving this Saturday, the 8th, which has been a theme along the whole way. I got some words before the trip about new beginnings, so some more new beginnings. I ended up leaving on the 8th, which is the number for new beginnings. I'm going to be flying to Trelew on the 8th, and then just as a foresight thing, I've been requested to stay longer than I planned in Dallas so that I can be minister at a meeting on the 8th of March. So that's definitely been a theme, and the Lord always confirms things if we're looking closely, confirming that surely there is some new beginnings that are going on, even though I'm not aware of what all those new beginnings are yet. So I'll be going down this Saturday, February 8th, coming back on the 17th into Buenos Aires, where I'll be for about 10 days before I head to Dallas, Texas. So please keep me in mind. pray as led, proclaim as led. Send me anything that you think you're supposed to give me to possibly confirm or help me with a direction or something that I thought I was supposed to do, but I didn't know for sure until I got some words from somebody in the U.S. I don't know if I'm going to have the chance to get out a message to you during the time I'm there, hopefully. But if not, I'll definitely get back with another field report when I get back from southern Argentina. As you know, most all the believers in the U.S. have a new optimism because of things, especially that have happened in politics lately. But I can tell you there's an optimism down here in Argentina, too. So I think it's a knowing that the whole world's on an upswing, even though I believe there's going to be a lot of turmoil coming with it. But it's going to be a blessing in the end. So I just thank the Lord that we're going to see amazing things, and He's placed us in an amazing time. I appreciate you, extended team, and I'll communicate again soon.